This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. This week, public radio stations around the country are exploring the idea of democracy. To do our part, we're going to need your help. Talk of the Nation is building a library of democracy tomorrow, live on the air at this time. We need your suggestions, from fiction to science to philosophy, history to children's literature. Which books do you think should stock our shelves in the library of democracy? Join us and participate. Call in on the next Talk of the Nation from NPR News. In fact, if you've got suggestions you'd like to email to us now, totn@npr.org. Today, though, we turn to some recent economic news. Last Thursday, the government announced that the GDP had advanced by 7.2%, one of the strongest increases in the last two decades. Other data show that the manufacturing sector performed very strongly in October, recording big gains in output and new orders. Housing activity continues to go through the roof with near-record home sales and house price growth, yet businesses seem reluctant to create new jobs. Today, President Bush is in Birmingham, Alabama. He said there is more work to do, and he was talking about that need to create more jobs. If you have experience with economic indicators where you live, in other words, do they reflect reality? Is business picking up? Give us a call, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, email totn@npr.org. Joining us now is Mark Zandi. He's the chief economist of economy.com. He's with us from his office in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Thanks very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Mark, this growing dichotomy between the broader economic statistics and the job market, what's going on here?
It's a few things. One, I think, is a lack of confidence. Businesses have been put through a lot in the past several years, from terrorism to wars to scandal, and I think they're just a bit shell-shocked from all of that and just a bit reluctant to step out and expand and grow. Another factor is offshoring, what we're calling global offshoring. Businesses are shifting a lot of production and jobs overseas just because of the cost advantages. And thirdly, the cost of labor is, despite the productivity gains we've seen, is high relative to the cost to businesses of investing in a piece of equipment or software, and thus businesses are reluctant to go out and hire. So it's no one thing, it's just a confluence of many things.
Nevertheless, if the jobs are still stubbornly not coming, some of those other numbers are remarkable. Is this sustainable growth?
I don't think it is. The numbers we're getting are remarkable. The economy at the moment is doing fabulously well, but a lot of that's being generated by tax cuts, very aggressive mortgage borrowing by many homeowners, and that's not the stuff of a sustainable economic rebound. What we need are jobs. It's only when we get jobs can we feel confident that what we've been seeing in the past couple of months, few quarters, is sustainable for the longer run.
And as you mentioned, mortgage borrowing has been a big engine of all of this.
It has. Households have been pulling a lot of cash out of their homes in many ways. One way is just through a home equity loan, going to your friendly banker and borrowing against your home. Another is through so-called cash-out refinancings. Many, many people have been refinancing their mortgages, and in the process, they've been pulling out cash. And also, in just in normal home sales, people have been pulling out cash. Tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars being pulled out in the form of this mortgage borrowing.
And that might explain at least some degree where Americans are getting the money to be spending more money, which is driving all of this growth.
That's right. And also, it's the tax cuts. We got some major tax cuts in the late summer, early fall. Everyone's withholding schedules were lowered, and many households with families received a check in the mail, and a lot of that money ended up at Walmart.
Let's get a listener's take. Joe joins us on the line from Minneapolis.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Okay, Joe, how are you?
Good, good. You had said that if we know of anything about the economy in our local area, to give you a call, and I'm a real estate agent here, and I do a lot of business with relocation and new construction, and I can tell you that the new construction has remained relatively robust here. It's not quite as strong as it was 2 years ago, but it still has been very good. But what we've been seeing now is a pickup a little bit in the relocation end of it, which means new hires being brought in, et cetera, at least for our local area here. So it's actually pretty good.
So not to peak levels of perhaps the year 2000, but not bad, in other words.
No, I don't think we'll see peak levels of 2000 for some time. That was a very, very hot market as far as real estate and job growth was concerned for the area here. We have a lot of companies here. Medtronic is located here. Cargill is located here. General Mills, 3M, et cetera. And we're not seeing levels anywhere near that as far as the hiring or the relocation business. But I am seeing more than what we've had over the last year and a half. So I think overall it looks pretty good as far as what's coming up.
Mark Zandi, Joe is obviously speaking about his particular situation in Minneapolis, but is that situation obtain elsewhere?
Well, that is an encouraging sign. We are starting to see some brighter hues in the job market. I think the pace of firing seems to be slowing, and there does seem to be a bit of a pickup in hiring. Certainly not enough yet. We need to see much more of this, much better hiring all over the country. But it is encouraging, and Minneapolis is a good bellwether metropolitan area. It does have a number of very large companies that have a broad reach throughout our economy, so it is encouraging that that economy seems to be doing a little bit better.
Well, Joe, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Let's go now to Allison, and Allison is with us from Sturgeon, Michigan.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air, Allison.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on the economic situation in my area. I know that a lot of the manufacturing facilities are taking their jobs overseas or to Mexico, and it doesn't seem like there's a lot of hiring going on here in the Michiana area.
That's some of the offshoring that you were talking about, Mark.
Yeah, that's right. The hardest pressed part of our economy is the manufacturing base, and that's everything from apparel and textiles, which are prevalent in the southern part of the country, to vehicle manufacturing, which is very prevalent in the upper Midwest. And all those industries from A to Z are struggling for various reasons, but one of the most important is that a lot of this activity is, in fact, being shifted overseas to China, India, rest of Southeast Asia, Mexico, and that is a significant weight on our economy. And clearly, in communities that rely on one or a couple of manufacturers, those communities are going to have a very, very difficult time for the foreseeable future.
So, Allison, are you still there?
Yes.
So are people in Sturgeon, Michigan still having a tough time?
Very tough, yes.
Okay. Well, we wish you good luck and hope that this recovery will finally get there and finally create some jobs for you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for the call. As we look at to some of the let's get another caller in, and this is Mark, and Mark's with us from Lansing, Michigan.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air, Mark.
Hi, how are you doing?
Okay.
A subtle economic indicator that I've noticed is pizza drivers. I used to deliver pizzas. I have a much better job right now, but the company that I work for, the manager has been there for about 20 years, and he and I have had several discussions about as the economy goes down, the education level of his pizza drivers goes up, and as the economy goes up, the education drops.
This is the hemline of the 21st century economy.
Exactly. There was a comic for a while, how do you get an MSU graduate off your porch? Pay for the pizza.
Well, let's get a quick response from Mark Zandi. Is this a reliable indicator?
Well, we all have our little pet economic barometers. In fact, you know, I do travel a lot across the country and stay in a lot of different hotels. And I did notice in the best of times, there were a lot of flowers in those lobbies. And in the worst of times in the last couple, 3 years, those flowers kind of disappeared. I do see the flowers coming back a little bit. So that's my little pet barometer. So, you know, these things, you add them all up, a lot of little anecdotes add up to some data points. You get some data points together and you got a trend. So hopefully we've got a good trend going here.
In 15 seconds, a new job figures coming out on Friday, as I understand it. Do you expect them to increase a little bit?
Yeah, I do. I hope we see a small increase of about 50,000 jobs. If we do, we're on the right track. Anything that has a negative sign in front of it would be a bit disconcerting.
Mark Zandi, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Mark Zandi is the chief economist of Economy.com. He joined us from his office in Westchester, Pennsylvania. He was talking about the flurry of very good economic statistics that have come out, the most recent today, on construction. In the past month was apparently one of the best ever in construction's history. So, will that translate into new jobs, as we just suggested? We'll find out on Friday. You're listening to Talk of the Nation, coming to you from NPR News.